You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If that electronic doodad is broken, it's even more fun to say that that doodad is on the fritz.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hello, Anne.
Good morning.
I was actually thinking about this phrase the other day. I've got a small fan at home that it's one of those ones that's supposed to be, you know, like really quiet. You almost can't hear it. And it was like that when we first got it. But it's recently started making this kind of like grinding noise. And now it's so loud, I can't stand to have it on. I mean, it still blows air. Fortunately, the manufacturer agrees with us that it's on the fritz and they're going to replace it.
What a great example of on the fritz. Which I also use typically with things that are electronic. Machines of various kinds would be on the fritz. Now, I have disappointing news here, which is we're not sure where this comes from.
Oh, no.
I know.
What are we going to do?
We're going to keep using it. That's what we're going to do. There is a theory out there that it comes from the name Fritz. And there was a cartoon character named Fritz who was the protagonist with his twin Hans of a cartoon strip, The Katzenjammer Kids, which was by Rudolf Dirks, late 19th century. The Oxford English Dictionary mentions that, but we don't really have good evidence that despite the mischievous antics of Fritz in the cartoon, that that's where on the fritz comes from. The Oxford English Dictionary also puts out there that this may just be imitative of the sound of a faulty electrical connection or a fuse blowing. And what they say in the OED is compare the phrase to go P-H-U-T. Now, I saw that and I thought, to go foot?
Foot.
I thought, who says that? And I contemplated this phrase. And then I realized that maybe I do say this because what I can say is it went pht.
Yeah, I can do that.
Now, I wouldn't spell that P-H-U-T. I might spell that P-F-F-T. But I can absolutely say that the thing just went pht, which would mean that it's on the fritz, although probably means it's totally not working, I think, for me. Now, on the fritz shows up around 1900. At that time, it meant that something was unsatisfactory in a defective state and now usually of machines broken out of order. Earlier on, you could talk about other things as on the fritz. For example, that kind of talk is on the fritz. It's defective. It's unsatisfactory. But now it's really about machines. There are a couple of other competing etymologies, including Mark Lieberman on LanguageLog has said maybe it comes from on the freeze, a dialect form of the verb freeze, frozen. So we're not entirely sure. The Dictionary of American Regional English puts the phrase mostly in the northern parts of the United States, on the fritz. And interestingly, one of the competing forms here is on the blink.
That's one that I use, for sure.
Also with machines?
Also with machines, yeah. You know, and I think about it as like maybe like the little light on your computer going on and off because something's wrong with it. I don't know.
And interestingly, on the fritz has been on the rise in American English since the 1920s. And on the blink recently has been coming down in American English. So only recently on the fritz became more common than on the blink. But in British English, if you look in Google Books, on the blink is much more common than on the fritz.
Well, Anne, thanks so much, and may all of your electronic doodads stay, what, off the fritz? Off the blink?
Fingers crossed.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.